Jason Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Wednesday, and excited now to talk to Predators forward Steven Stamkos, who joins us now after a get-a-point last night, 3-2 overtime loss in Boston. Steven, good morning. How you doing?
Good, thanks. How you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. I know you wanted the 2 points last night, but to come out of Boston, a tough place to play against a team that's surging right now with a point, is there any solace in that?
Yeah, it's one of those bittersweet type of situations, obviously, with where we are in the standings. Before this break here, we're trying to take as many points as possible. So, you know, you go down 2-0 against a good team and come back and get a point. It's nice, but you want to be greedy at this point of the season and get two. So we'll find a way to be a little better, but all things considered, you know, the point's the point, and we'll take it and move on.
What does going up against a combo, and obviously they have a lot of good players, but Geeky and Pasternak specifically, I mean, those two guys, you give them an inch, they're going to hurt you.
Yeah, I mean, they're so skilled, and obviously both having tremendous seasons, so it's something you got to be aware of when you're on the ice against them. And, you know, it kind of goes both ways. Those are guys that are going to be, you know, for lack of a better word, cheating for offensive chances. And sometimes you can take advantage of that the other way, but they're good players. You know, Pasternak, one of the most, you know, skilled and creative players in the league. And, you know, when he's feeling good with the puck, it's usually a tough night for opponents. And he played well last night.
Do you feel like that the way you guys, you know, have been playing over the past, you know, couple months, month and a half, what have you, that, you know, now you're starting to give other teams that view of you, like where they can't give you an inch, they can't give Phil an inch. Roman Josi's obviously playing well. Do you feel like that now that respect is there when you guys go into another barn?
Yeah, I mean, listen, the guys you mentioned have been around for a long time. I think, you know, you're going to get that respect no matter what. But when things are going well, obviously teams, I'm sure, you know, watch video and pre-scout, and they don't want to give good players time and space. We talk about it when we're playing against the other guys' top players. So I think it's pretty similar in every situation. But, you know, when things are going well, you know, you want to try to create as much as you can. And, you know, maybe last night just wasn't enough, but I still think we can be guys that can be counted on, and we got to keep helping our team and pushing us through here and trying to get points.
Steven Stamkos joining us on the Chasing Big Joe Show. UC Saros, third star of the game last night. I mean, he was doing, you know, making big saves like you're used to seeing. I feel like both goaltenders have been very solid for you guys as of late.
Yeah, they have. I mean, that's the main reason why we've been on the stretch we've been on. I mean, you ask any team that goes through a good stretch, it's usually because first and foremost they're getting great goaltending, and we're lucky we got two guys that have been playing really well, and it's a huge part of our success as a team. And, you know, it starts with those guys, and Juice was fantastic again last night, and we're going to need him to be just as good, you know, down the stretch before the break, and we have full confidence in that.
Is it with this stretch that you guys are on, Boston last night, Jersey on Thursday, the Island on Saturday, these are teams you don't see a lot in the Eastern Conference. So does that, and obviously it goes both ways, but does it add a layer of difficulty when you're playing teams that you don't see regularly?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, we, you know, the coaches do their pre-scout, and we're pretty confident in the game plan going forward. Not all that much changes, but, you know, the East in itself this year is pretty crazy with regards to the parity and the standings and how good every team is playing. So, you know, gone are the days of, you know, you have a game where you look and it's like, okay, well, you know, we should win this one. It's just every game is so tight now, no matter who you're playing, where teams are in the standings. It feels like for the most part, every team is still believing they got a chance to make the playoffs this year. So every game is so crucial to both sides that it's tough. But, you know, like I said, we know how many games we have before the break, and we need to win as many of them as we can.
Former Predators coach Peter Laviolette would always say that the East would play with a little more physicality than maybe the West. He coached in both. You obviously played in the East a long time. Is that a fair statement that there are kind of different styles of play in both conferences?
Yeah, and I think it's flip-flopped over the years in terms of the style. I mean, I remember thinking the opposite of that when I was in the East and we played these big, heavy West teams. You know, you had the California teams that were tough to play, and obviously when you played the Predators, you knew it was going to be a grinding style, tough defensive checking game, and the East was kind of moving over to more of a skilled, fast-paced up and down kind of rush game. So it changes. The ebbs and flows of that go. I think you look at the East this year and, you know, there's really maybe one or two teams that have kind of established themselves as, you know, they're kind of the alpha dogs, and then everyone else is not too far behind. And you're looking at teams like Boston and the Islanders and Jersey, you know, they're right in the mix. So we understand where we are. I think they understand where they are. And, you know, our next game against Jersey, they're quick, fast, you know, kind of counterpunch team that can really skate and use their skill set in the neutral zone and on the rush, and we're going to have to counter that.
Steven Stamkos is with us. I do have to ask, I mean, how's everything with your family and your home? Obviously, Nashville's been going through it the last few days with the ice storm that came through. Everything good on your end?
Yeah, I know it's been tough for the whole city with the power outages. Yeah, we lost power, still don't have it. So I think a lot of the families on the team are you know, just trying their best to figure things out, whether that's getting in a hotel or staying at a friend's house or hunkering down and trying to stay as warm as possible. I know, you know, the guys on the team are obviously, you know, it's in the back of your mind when you go on the road and leave your family right when that happens. It's not a ideal situation, but we feel for the entire city, and you know, hopefully, you know, everyone's staying safe and warm, and if anything, maybe we can win some games here and try to bring some joy back to the city if people are watching the games. But we're thinking of everyone and hoping that everyone's okay.
Amen to that. Steven, appreciate the time as always. Good luck in Jersey and the rest of the road trip, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
And that's Steven Stamkos, Predators forward, joining us here on the Chase and Big Joe Show. They'll be back at it on Thursday night. I'll have pregame for you at 5. The puck drop just after 6 here on 102.5 as they take on the New Jersey Devils. We'll have more coming here on Chase and Big Joe on this Wednesday, 102.5, the game.